Philip Saint-Papier, I could be charged here to this. Date is 01/10/2022. Dictation 4. Romero Don Juan. Don Juan spells D-O-N-J-U-A-N. Romero spells R-A-M-I-R-O. Date of birth is 03/11/1976. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with rash between his toes, period. Patient stated this has been going on for several months, if not years. Came in today because the symptoms are worse with peeling and itching, period. He denies pain, denies trauma. He states that he works in boots for at least 12 hours in a day and stays in socks and boots for the entire period. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Social history endorses alcohol use. Denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Family history, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chest pain, he denies headache, denies neck pain, next line. Denies abdominal pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, next line. Says he's eating and drinking well. Next line, denies headache, next line. Denies diarrhea, next line. Denies joint pains, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. The vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure 141 over 100. Repeated blood pressure shows 145 over 105. Next line, pulse 101. Next line, respiration 20. Next line, temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. Bilateral feet. Interdigital maceration with scaly surfaces, no bleeding, no discharge, no erythema, site is not hot to touch, there is no edema, neurovascularly intact, dorsalis pedis pulse is present with regular rates and rhythm, and sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs, penis paragraph, respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, mildly distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is grossly normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hyperlipidemia. Number 2 is tinnitus. Number 3 is hypertension, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did a finger stick. His sugar was 176. Patient had a discussion about his blood pressure and the need for it to be under control. And we talk about lifestyle management he can engage in to improve his blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. Patient was informed that he was given a blood pressure sheet, was advised to take his blood pressure on a daily basis and to bring it back in about 5 or 10 days so we can see what his trend like at home, period. Next paragraph, he was sent home with the following medication. 1 nystatin, 100,000 units/gram. Cream, he will apply twice daily for 14 days with no refills. He was given 45 grams next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days. He was advised to return before 30 days so we can do CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, and TSH, vitamin D levels, and lipid levels. He says he understands and will comply. He was reminded again about the importance of recording his blood pressure on a daily basis, period. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.